Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think it's a huge mistake. The idea that Russell Wilson is washed, the idea that Russell Wilson's play has anything to do with Jackson Dart's development, to me, is the wrong thing to begin with. They had a plan. Their plan clearly was not to draft the rookie and start him. They went with Russell Wilson. They obviously brought in Jameis Winston as well. They wanted to shore up that quarterback room, have some veterans there. Stick to the plan. Do not go away from that because of the first 3 weeks of the season. Again, I was going to say, even if they think he's ready. If they think he's ready, I guess I would not do that myself. If they think he's ready, I'd wait another couple of weeks on top of it. I would not be willing to throw Jackson Dart to the wolves just yet if I'm the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Sal, you and I are on the same page with this. The prudent path is the sensible path here because there's nothing that's going to happen that's going to change the trajectory of the Giants' season this year that's going to elevate them to a championship team. I think we all know that. So really what it's got to be is about elevating the Giants to a relevant franchise downstream, and you do that much quicker if you protect the young quarterback and put him out there when he's fully ready and what's around him is maybe more ready. You know, it's interesting, too, because you use the term non-committal. You're right. He was absolutely non-committal to the quarterback yesterday, but I took his non-committal nature as him being committed in an odd way to move it on, because the other weeks when he was asked about that, he was very direct and he kind of snuffed that out a little bit. Maybe they really don't know. Maybe they're still in those final discussion stages, and organizationally they're still getting together and trying to get the answer. But for me, there's only, you know, one or two things that really matter. Number one, what's the motivation? Is it because he's the best option, or is it to shut up the detractors? And we all know what is acceptable and what's not. And then the other thing to me is, you know, what's ownership's role here? I would love to know, is it a football thing? Is it a perception thing, a PR thing? I just hope they don't botch this, but I'm not guaranteed that they won't.
Yeah, and that's why, to me, it's a this shows, I don't believe there's any way Brian Daboll came into the season saying Jackson Dart's going to be playing by week 4 or 5, which means they're either letting the results of the first 3 weeks and Russell Wilson's play, which also is not a good enough reason to go to Jackson Dart, either that's the case, or they're letting public pressure, the negative feel around the organization, ownership meddling, that's getting in the way. And those are two wrong reasons for starting the young quarterback. I don't believe it's, well, you're going to start, like, then why not just start Jackson Dart off of his hot preseason? If you think he's that good, what's changed in 3 weeks from where we were with Jackson Dart? So to me, there's no way that it's based solely on the performance of Jackson Dart or the feel that he is, in fact, ready to be the starting quarterback of the New York Giants.
Okay, so we agree with a lot of that. I think where we do disagree is the way Russ has looked and why I would go to Jameis. I don't think that they will. See, to me, you know, you're the head coach. You've got to be able to stand in front of a room of grown men who this is not just having fun playing football on Saturdays with your buddies. This is their livelihood. And to me, Russell Wilson and the film, and you always hear the former players, look at the film, film don't lie, tape don't lie. Russell Wilson the other night looked like, to me, and I say this with all due respect because he's going to be a Hall of Famer, did not want to get hit. Russell Wilson was chucking and ducking, and if we can see that, and that when you chuck and duck, that's when you throw it in the tunnel. That's when you hit the crossbar. That's when you make throws where nobody on the field has a chance to catch it, not even the security guard who's keeping fans off the field. And I think it's very hard to justify to the rest of the guys in the locker room that we're going to still go back to the quarterback who didn't look like he wanted to be physical the other night. Yeah, that's a problem.
The idea that, to me, Ross is washed after he went out there and threw for 450. The Cowboys defense stinks still. I mean, they stink. No quarterbacks are throwing for nearly 500 yards and throwing the ball the way that Russell Wilson did. So I don't think that he's washed, and I just don't see the point of going to Jameis Winston. If they're going to make a change to me, then I would go to Jackson Dart, but that's why I would wait a little bit. And I'm not even saying you got to wait till the second half of the season. Like, I understand. Believe me, I want to see Jackson Dart as much as anybody else. You think I want to sit down Sunday and waste my Sunday afternoon watching a Giants team that is 0-3, dead in the water, with Russell Wilson at quarterback with no sign of the future? And, like, there's nothing for me to really watch or to be excited about. So I get the excitement of the Giant fan to want to see Jackson Dart. I want him to be developed the proper way. Throwing him to the Wolves, a hungry fan base that is dying to see some excitement and some wins, I don't think that that's a recipe for success. I would try to be as disciplined as I can if I'm Brian Daboll and wait. But I also don't see why you would go to Jameis Winston instead of Russell Wilson.
Because I think that Jameis would be more willing to stand in there, take a shot, deliver a strike, give the Giants a little bit of a better chance to win, and you still protect Dart. That's the reasoning.
Keep Dart on the bench. So we agree with keeping Dart on the bench. I would go Russell Wilson. You'd go Jameis Winston. We'll see what happens. I'm assuming we're going to get an announcement from the Giants themselves probably tomorrow. Maybe some reports start to leak tonight about who's going to be named the starter. It seems like it's going to go opposite of Russell Wilson. I'm not 100% sold on that, but we'll see what happens. Either way, I think it's going to be a mistake. It's too early to go to Jackson Dart. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We also talked about the Mets and working them into the conversation. Six games to go. They are in full implosion mode, as they have been for a while. No reason to really believe that they're going to, at least from my perspective, BT, which they're probably going to have to go 4-2. I would think at worst, maybe 3-3. And even that, I'm not so sure that they could go. But I don't think they're going 4-2. They don't have the tiebreaker with the Reds or the Diamondbacks. Reds right now own that position. Just six games to go. I have no faith in the New York Mets.
They're a step away from being a laughingstock. And that is going to be a very, very ugly and very serious and a lot of discussions that we're going to have if and when we get to that point. I still think they find a way to get in. It's based more on, you know, I want to keep the spirit of a potential Subway Series alive because the Mets have not, you know, reinforced any sort of confidence that they're ready to play good baseball. Even if they lost the series to the Nats, which they did, but they just played more buttoned up ball, they're actually getting sloppier as the year goes on. So my basis is not necessarily a baseball thing. It's more, I don't know. You know, maybe I'm just falling in love with the names here, and I think they've got a few more than the Reds, but I don't blame you. I don't blame Hoff. I don't blame the Met fan who doesn't see anything right now. The Mets have been lagging and just tripping all over themselves for basically 4 months here, Sal.
All right, let's get some calls in on both those topics. 888-808-1019. We started with the Giants, so we'll do that again here. Jim is in West Orange. What's up, Jim? Jim? Okay, Jim, you got to hang up on the phone.
That's 1990 stuff there, Jim. Come on, man. You got to know the rules, Jim.
Chris is calling from Tinton Falls about those Giants. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Man, what do you say? Look, guys, you know what's funny? You asked me a month ago, I had the same opinion as you guys, riding it out, not moving the Dart. I've now changed my opinion, and I have a couple ideas why. First and foremost, it's not to energize the fans. I know that might be an answer, but that wouldn't be my answer.
Okay.
One is, Dart was not a – he was a first-rounder. And the assumption automatically is, oh, he's a first-rounder, he's great. We don't know. I mean, admittedly, this class coming out wasn't perceived as great. So I want to see as much data on him as possible for two reasons. One, you guys have known I've called a lot. I'm not a Shane and Dable supporter. I haven't been since year two of their regime. I think they've blown it up. I don't want them to go to Dart late and then him have some success. And the end of the year, then they're going, ooh, he looked good. Maybe now Dable deserves another year. No, no. I want a full set. So if he looks good, then you can bring back this regime. If not, let the new GM and coach decide based on what they saw of 10, 11 games, hey, this guy's got something. And the other thing about getting a quarterback shell-shocked, a lot of it's predicated on lack of a running game and a bad line. Daniel Jones, year one, was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Andrew Thomas coming back speaks to maybe the line solidifying a bit. Scadaboo looks like he could be a good help there. He's got some tools. I think there's logic to making the move now to get a totality of data. Don't appease the fans. That should never factor in.
What about the owner?
Don't also throw out the lifeline to Dable.
What about the owner? You think this
is... Well, you know what? Yeah, you know what? I think this is one instance where the owner may have weighed in, and I don't fault them because he cannot afford. The first thing you do when you're in a hole, stop digging. Find out if Shane and Dable are the answer. Don't give them the out in December 2nd and then four promising games a dart, and you're like,
but the problem,
maybe.
I get that, Chris, and thank you for the call. Good stuff.
That's a good call.
The problem with that is that you hire these guys. Like, we could all have our opinions on what Shane and Dable are. Mara hired them, and then he chose to keep them last year. So if I'm him, I'm letting them decide how they want to handle this final year, and then I'll evaluate it after the fact. If I'm Dable and the owner's telling me that I have to play a quarterback who I don't believe is ready right now, like, that's not setting your head coach up for success. And we've already had this happen with Daniel Jones. How many times are we going to go through the same damn thing? So I don't know the inner workings of it, and maybe we won't truly know until those guys are out of there and then they start spilling. But to me, this whole thing reeks of ownership getting involved, and that, regardless of the result of Jackson Dart, is not the right recipe for me.
Who's got more pressure on him right now, Mara or Dable, in terms of repercussions?
I mean, Dable's going to lose his job.
Exactly. Yeah. Boom. I mean, so, you know,
the Giant fan base, though.
Well, I get it. Yeah. Giants fans are very, they're displeased, but no matter what happens, even though they sold off 10% of the team, whatever it was a couple of months ago, it's his team, okay? And that's not going to change no matter. You could have literally zero people in the stadium in December, zero, or 80,000 for the other team. It's still going to be Mara's team. If this doesn't get turned around fast, Dable's out of a job. So I bring that, and that's an obvious question, but I ask it because now I get to the next question. So with that being the case, who's got more motivation to roll the dice? The answer is Dable. Because he's got more to lose, because Mara's not going to lose anything.
Right.
So if Dable's got more motivation to save his own behind, which I get, it's human nature, self-preservation, he could be of the mindset to do something before it's ready to be done to stabilize his situation. And I don't like that. That's where it's dangerous for the long-term health of the Giants, which is why this is a mess any way you cut it.
Right, because they shouldn't be in a spot where they're lame ducks, or he's a lame duck when you have a young quarterback like this. It could be ownership meddling. It could be the pressure that Dable's feeling to get things turned around quickly. Let me ask you, if the Giants won week two, which, by the way, they should have and very easily could have, but really they should have won that game. Are we sitting here talking about Jackson Dart if they're 1-2? Like, is it because they're 0-3? And again, I know the excitement about Jackson Dart, and it shouldn't be about the results of Russell Wilson's play. I do feel like, though, because they're 0-3, it is expediting that process, and that should not be the case.
But who's expediting it? That's the question. That's what we keep getting back to.
I don't know. I want to find out. And they're like, Dable could come out and say, yeah, this is my decision. I don't even know if I fully believe him.
Yeah, no, that's going to be organizational. There's no way he's making that final call. I can't imagine. There's no way it's Dable's final call.
But they're also not going to come out and say, well, the owner told us to do it.
No. But he could,
after the fact,
well,
maybe.
No, but he could say, think about how, like, you know, Boone and Mendoza talk about how some of their decisions, or you could always position it somewhere between, like, organizationally, you know, when we drafted him, we liked him as a team, and we believed that, like, you could always go to the we and kind of obscure the reality of who actually made the call without saying, oh, yeah, the owner said, we got to do it. There's no way he's going to say that.
Well, we know what happened. Like, Diana Rossini broke everything down with the Jets after, you know, after the fact with Woody and Saleh and Rodgers. Somebody's got to get on this and see what's going on. Maybe they will, but it's probably going to be after the fact.
Skinner get on it, right? He's been doing some digging out there, right?
Bobby Skinner, the Giants Nation. I'll tell you this about Bobby Skinner.
Yeah, you love him. I don't know his work too much, but you rave about the guy.
There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that is as intelligent, as passionate, as knowledgeable about the New York Football Giants than Bobby Skinner, who created the Giants Nation podcast on his own, was with John Boy talking Giants, left doing that. Nobody puts as much into it as Bobby Skinner. So, and
so why was he getting raked over the coals yesterday, Skinner? What was going on with that?
I'm not
going
to get involved in their issue.
What happened?
But I just know Bobby Skinner. He's on top of it. I wouldn't be so dismissive of him.
No, I'm not.
I am dismissive. No, no, I know you're not. I'm saying.
Well, what happened yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, there was some. There was somebody. Go on social media if you want. Yeah, you don't want to get involved in that again.
No,
you?
I'm just teasing.
Well, no part of that. I just know Bobby Skinner. First of all, he's a good dude. But as passionate a Giants fan, and nobody is as knowledgeable as him, breaking down the tape and the roster and this and that as he has for years. Ralph is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Ralph?
Ralphie.
Okay, I'll give you a bald face lie. The Mets get into the playoffs this year. That's their bald face lie. You can debate that because this team has never found its identity. They don't know who they are. And it sounds cliche when I say that, but it's oh so true. You have to establish yourself at one point or another and show who you are. These superstars are there for good reason to perform. When Soto was hot, the Mets were not. And that's kind of the credo that goes along with this team. And here's one thing, and you mentioned it. I think BT mentioned it. I'm not sure, Sal, but I think BT mentioned this. When you lose your confidence, I don't care if you're playing Little League Baseball, Pee Wee, or you're on top of the scale there the way these guys are. You just do not perform. You can actually see this team losing its confidence as they drop game after game after game. There was nobody or no pitcher or no position player that said, we're going to put a stop to this somehow. We're going to come together and beat these teams we should beat. They just could not do it all year long, guys.
Yeah,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can't argue that, Ralph, and thank you for the call. Confidence, mindset. We know, well, we could disagree about this. You and I do disagree about this. I was going to say we know that. Here's what I would say. I know that their talent is better than the way that they've played. Now, there's a big difference of barely making the postseason in a field of six teams, okay, and winning the World Series and having that type of talent. I know that their talent, even with being ravaged with injury and the pitching, the way that they had to do it, I know that they should be better than what the results are. So when that's the case, it's not just, well, they don't have the starting pitching. Well, they don't have the guys in the lineup. Well, they don't have the depth. Well, they don't have the bullpen. Well, they don't have the... No. They have enough, bare minimum, to be a postseason team. And they're not going to be one. Now, why is that the case? For me, it's obviously a complex question, and there are many reasons why.
There's five answers there.
But I do think, ultimately, it's because of the mindset, the lack of confidence, the inability to acknowledge the reality of their situation instead of just saying, well, we're talented, we're going to come out of it. Like, the manager's saying that, and the players are saying that. That's what they really believe. I believe that that's what they believe. Well, we're talented, we're going to come out of it. Instead of saying, guys, what the hell's going on here? You need to pick it up. I need to pick it up. He needs to pick it up. You stink. I stink. He stinks. We all stink. So let's turn it around because we're embarrassing ourselves in the organization. Like, that's the reality of the situation. And I haven't heard one of those guys say that yet. Not one.
Well, when this came up before and you said something fairly similar, you know, my response was, well, who's saying it behind closed doors?
Right.
And if they are, you know, and I bring this up a lot, like, you can tell me whatever the situation might be, even like Boone with Volpe, you know, you or maybe more specifically like Boone with some of the players like the last couple of years where whether it was Glaber or got situations like that. Yeah. I'm sure you're getting on them. But if I don't see the results change, then the manner in which you're getting on them is not as effective as it needs to be. I don't doubt that. Well, I mean, I don't think I doubt. Maybe I'm starting to. But I don't doubt that somebody at some point has stood up with some sort of energy and vigor and purpose and, you know, just like some red assness. Boomer used that word this morning, and I love it. We know what it means. Somebody had to stand up and really try to hammer home the message that this is unacceptable. I don't doubt that somebody tried. What I think is pretty obvious is that it didn't hit the mark because nothing has really changed, and that's a problem.
We just learned here on social media, Adam Schefter tweeting it out, a QB change. Giants are planning to start rookie Jackson Dart on Sunday versus the Chargers. Adam Schefter was the first on it. Now other people are following. So, Giant fans going to get their wish. Jackson Dart starting for the Giants Friday. Now, the whole energy around the Giants completely changes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good thing. But the question is going to be, is this time for the Giants to go away from their plan of Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston and turn it over to the rookie?
And all the questions that we ask, we don't have the answers yet. You know, what's the motivation here? Is he clearly the best option? Is there management, some fingerprints and ownership? At this point, it doesn't matter. Dart's going to play. Maybe we'll find out more as how they collectively came to this process, I guess. But, yeah, there's now an infusion of energy, and now there's an alertness within the Giant fan base, which is a good thing. But now, downstream, bigger picture, they played three games, they got 14 to go. This is either going to radically change the future and how it's perceived, or he's going to be pedestrian, and it's not going to change a ton in terms of the wins and the losses, nor will it change the way the head coach is perceived. So he fired this bullet now. It's early. Better work.
This is it. This is it.
Nothing left.
This is the. That's it. That's right. This was inevitable. I just wouldn't have gone to it so quickly because I don't believe that. Now, again, I don't know. I'm not sitting there watching him in practice and all stuff, but I would just have waited as long as possible before saying, okay, well, he's going to be the guy. I have a feeling that this reeks of some meddling in organizational discussions and thinking about the blowback from the fans, seeing what happened there Sunday night with the fans chanting for Jackson Dart, seeing the performance. Russell Wilson wasn't very good. The result of 0-3 kind of expediting the process. And now, definitively, we are going to see what Brian Daboll can do once and for all. This is it. This is the final evaluation stage of Brian Daboll and that regime. And I'm fascinated. I'm excited now for the game.
Yeah.
Again, I think it's a mistake, but I'm excited for it. And I'm fascinated to see how this plays out with Daboll and Jackson Dart. And if you predict what's going to happen here, or at least try to see, you know, down the road, because we've seen it so many times, Jackson Dart will be okay. You know, at times, sometimes it'll be great. Times maybe not so good. He's a rookie. It may be good. And Daboll will probably take the brunt of it when they lose. And then they fire Brian Daboll, and then you're going to have a situation where you probably have Joe Shane retained the rookie quarterback retained, but a new head coach comes in, and then we get to do it all over again next
year. Or, could this possibly happen? I mean, Dart looks great. The Giants win a couple of games, and everybody's back, and we actually enjoy some football without interruptions, without another cycle in the offseason where this guy's out?
It could. Which one do you think is more likely?
I don't expect that to happen. Well, no, not to that extent.
I was saying yesterday, like, the positive, all the energy already, and I'm sure this went into the decision as well, the energy already has changed. It's no more Russell Wilson. It's no more Jameis Winston. It's no more old, aging quarterback. It's no more about just the wins and losses with those guys. It is about Jackson Dart. It is the Jackson Dart show now. Everybody's excited for it. How he's going to play is going to be a huge thing here, but the energy has changed. And if he goes out there and plays well and they actually win a game,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden they beat the Saints, now you're 2-3. Now season back on to a certain extent.
Yeah. I mean, they got to leave the door open as a possibility. I mean, the NFL is the one thing we know. It's very unpredictable so far this year. The Ravens don't look the same. I mean, there's some teams that we thought were going to be horrendous that are better than we thought. So it's one of those topsy-turvy years. I don't think there's going to be much fluctuation with the Eagles or the Commanders to open up the door in the NFC East for the Giants. I just don't see that. But, this is at least we could sit down and hopefully, you know, see a young man who's obviously got some confidence to him. There's no doubt. He seems to have a lot of the respect and trust, and like he fits the vibe of the young locker room. I feel like the players want to see him out there. And listen, when you're a rookie and you're rocking that, whether it's ice, whether it's platinum, I don't even know what kind of chain he's wearing. It doesn't mean he's going to be a superstar, but he's not short on confidence. That is for damn sure. So I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed. It's earlier than I would do it. The one thing you do have to factor, because remember we went through this with Mark Sanchez and Sam Darnold from a Jets perspective, they didn't play a lot of college football games, which was a even Pete Carroll said back when he was drafted, I think Mark should stay and get some more reps here. Jackson Dart has played 45 college games, so he's more polished than he should be better equipped to handle the NFL.
Anthony's calling from Montgomery, New York. What's up, Ant?
I just wanted to say that I think it's a huge mistake if they start him. I don't want Shane or Dable to get their hands on this kid now. Like he's just going to be another Daniel Jones. They're going to, I think, ruin him. Especially, I mean, the play calling, I think, is abysmal. Their in-game, you know, making any adjustments is ridiculous. And I think Dart's going to suffer. He's going to get his rear end handed to him. And I think we're going down the wrong path. Let him sit for the year, get rid of Shane and Dable, and see what coach we can get afterwards to groom this kid.
See, I don't think that's the answer either, Anthony, and thank you for the call. I would just let him sit a little bit more. I will say, and I told you this yesterday, BT, watching that game when Jackson Dart was in there, I felt like the Giants were going to score. Then they take Jackson Dart out, and the offense came to a screeching halt. So I could understand some football decisions as well, saying, hey, he gives us the best chance to win right now. Okay, maybe, but there's also the risk that you run of ruining him early, not just because of Shane and Dable getting their hands on him. They don't want to pick them. You do want to see what Dable can do with him. It could be great, but it also could be bad, and you could see a kid. And what if he throws a couple of interceptions? All of a sudden, his confidence is now rattled, and the fans' confidence in him has shaken. And that's how, like, how many times do we need to see it here, guys? Whether it's Daniel Jones, Zach Wilson, Mark Sanchez, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, like, reference the guys. Mm-hmm. It's happened quite a bit in this town in particular.
Well, here's what I'm worried about, because we always say it, and I'm sure most people understand this, but I think it's worth saying it again, because now we find out, if you're just tuning in, he is going to play. He's going to start. Schefter had it. He's the Giants starting quarterback coming up this week, and we'll see how it goes, and hopefully he does well. But when we say, you know, Team X is going to ruin quarterback Y, what we really mean by that is, you know, not that he's going to get hurt. It's a brutal sport, so anybody could get hurt. That's a given, right? But it's more about when you don't have a good offensive line and you're a young quarterback, and one of the most important things is to understand and trust your eyes and see what's in front of you and diagnose what's in front of you, right, Sal? And when this happened to Carr, David Carr, not Derek, this happened to David Carr with the Texans when he got sacked like 60-something times. He was a very talented kid. But because the pass rush was so on him immediately that he just stopped looking downfield and he never learned to go through progressions. And that's one of the biggest things that a young quarterback's got to do, to learn to trust the pocket, when to extend the pocket and when to go through the progressions. If you're flinching and you're getting hit early on and you're just chucking and ducking, that is an element of your game that you never get good at. And without that, you can't be great.
Brian Baldinger will join us when we come back. He was the first one to kind of alert us to being like that this could happen sooner than later. He said, I think after week one, just go to him now. So we'll talk to Baldy on the other side. I got to be honest, man. I didn't think that it was going to be anywhere close to having Jackson Dart start week four. You told us a couple of weeks ago you thought maybe week two. You said you would make that change. So you were the first one that really put it on our radar as far as it being early. Here we are, Jackson Dart officially named, or I don't know about officially, but sounds like Jackson Dart is going to be named the starting quarterback for the Giants in week four against the Chargers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can Baldy hear us or no?
Oh, hey. Yeah. Hey, guys.
What's up, Baldy?
I hear you now. Okay. Jackson Dart.
Yeah,
go ahead. You can ask the question. You're asking me if Jackson Dart's ready to go.
I was giving you credit because you were the first one to put it on our radar saying like you would have started him a couple weeks ago saying that he's ready to go. And I was like, what? I thought the plan was to maybe have him wait maybe week 10 or so. And here we are. Dart's getting the start week four.
Well, you can't leave points on the field. The Giants keep leaving points on the field. They're knocking on the door in these winnable games. And the quarterback, I mean, look, everybody is going to throw a touchdown pass against Dallas. Caleb threw four wide open touchdown passes against the Cowboys defense. So that was an aberration. Like, you can't leave points on the field like they did on Monday. It was terrible. It was terrible. I mean, everybody like was just like, what kind of offense is this? And so your quarterback has to make those kind of plays. You can't throw it and hit the crossbar, throw it out of the back of the end zone and get an intentional grounding. Like, you've got to be better than that. And so I'm all for Jackson Dart getting in there and seeing what he can do right now.
Yeah, you nailed it, Baldy, as Sal said. But, you know, to me, the non-competitive feel to some of those throws that you just referenced in the tight red zone there, to me,
yes.
I think it's almost he couldn't justify talking about Dable looking at the other guys on the team and saying that this guy's still the best option because now I never played and trust me, I was never tough enough or good enough to play. So it's easy for me to say this.
Yeah.
But Russell Wilson doesn't want to get hit anymore and the guys on the team can see it.
Well, I mean, that might be part of it. I don't want to say, you know, I'm not going to say that, but you know, he still thinks he's trying to play like he did 6 years ago, where if there's a little bit of an opening, you know, that he thinks he can run through to get some vision and then make the throw, he'll do it. But he's missing too many open receivers by dropping his eyes and trying to escape the rush. I mean, what in the world are you doing on third down and four at the four and running a quarterback draw or whatever that was? I don't know what that was.
Yeah, but that's not his fault there, Boldy. That's what's called. Kafka.
I mean, is it supposed to be a pass? And he's just going to, well, I don't see the middle linebacker in there.
Yeah.
I can go get that.
I don't know. I mean, that would be bad if it is. So,
but, I mean, look, I mean, their only offense to their best player on offense is just to throw a go ball to Malik Nabers when literally Kansas City doubled him coming out of the tunnel on Monday. And like, he was doubled on Sunday night out of the tunnel. Like, they weren't going to let him do what he did to Dallas. They weren't going to let him do it.
Yeah.
And that's, look, that's Spags. I mean, that, you know, he's going to go, okay, who's your best player? Let me take your best player away. And they took him away, and it, like, they still just threw these, you know, it's just a big strike out there.
It's awful. The offense is gross. So how does the playbook change with the skill set that Dart brings to the table now, Boldy?
Well, I think he's a legitimate runner. I mean, with Scatterboo back there, you can see that this kid's got talent. Like, he was a bright spot. He was the shining light out there in that performance. But you can put him, you can move him, bootleg, rollouts. You can move him in the offense. I think you can add him into, like they did in the run game, whether it's read option or keepers or whatever. And then I just think, I know it's preseason, we can get carried away with what we saw. Like, he threw the ball where you have to throw it without fear. You just got to, like, rip it and just let your guys go get it. And that's how he threw the ball in the preseason. He'll probably throw one into coverage and not see a guy, and it'll get intercepted. I'm sure they will, but I think you're going to just have to be able to live with the mistakes. You know, I mean, that's just what you have to do sometimes. Rookies, you can't play with fear. You just can't play with fear. It just doesn't work. I mean, Mahomes made that throw to Tyquan Thornton. Abdul Carter's chasing him. He just threw it. You know, like, the kid came down with it. Drew Phillips had a tough night, but he doesn't play with any fear. And that's what helps make him great.
Do you worry, though, at all, Boldy? We're talking with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Do you worry about that confidence potentially being shaken? We've seen it with many guys here before in New York. Think about where the Giants franchise is at, how bad they've been, 0-3 already. Like, here comes the savior. Everybody in this town right now is excited beyond belief. And then what if, I don't know, things go sideways for the Giants? You trust that Dart can come out of it, or is there risk there in throwing a young kid out there in week four?
There's risk, but what if, I mean, like I said, week one, what if he actually can make these plays? What if he can actually make these throws and make good decisions? And you've left winnable games on the field against Dallas, you know, against Kansas City, very winnable game. Like, what if you've just left wins on the field? Like, I can think you can look at it for both ways. Like, what if this guy is really good? Jaden Daniels, I mean, they kept saying to me in Washington last year, but when this happens, he's not going to be able to do it. And when this happens, and it just, yeah, I got it, coach. And then he just kept playing and playing and playing all the way into the playoffs. So, and I'm not saying it's going to be Jaden Daniels, but, I mean, what if they're not leaving points on the field the way they're leaving on the field right now?
That'd be nice. It'd be fun watching this, some real football. So I said to Sal before you came on, 45 collegiate starts for Jackson Dart. And some of the, which is a lot for those who might not know. And then a lot of the other quarterbacks who have come here, whether it's Sanchez, whether it's Sam Darnold, they just didn't have a lot of action at the college ranks. Now, it doesn't always mean that he's going to be better prepared or going to be great. But what does it mean to you that he's played so many college snaps?
Well, it's not just, okay, so he started his career at USC.
Yep.
And then, Lane Kiffin, they had a quarter, Lincoln Riley came, so he went to Mississippi with Lane. And, he started every game at Ole Miss. And so what does it mean? I mean, he went into Baton Rouge on Saturday night. He went into Tuscaloosa. He went into Athens, Georgia, against literally guys that he's going up against every week in the NFL right now. at every one of those defensive positions, came out of those schools, and he played without fear, and he had a lot of success. Like, I saw him beat some of those teams because of his decisions and running and his ability to extend a play. Like, that stuff is on tape. And, you know, Trey Harris, his big receiver, is now, you know, he's kind of like one of those guys with the Chargers right now that's having some success. The other guys are too, but, you know, he's on the field playing. And so, I don't know, I just think you're not going to get a harder atmosphere to play in than what he saw in the SEC.
So Boldy, it's not so much the sheer volume of college reps, but it's more about going into situations that are more similar to the NFL, right?
Yeah, I mean, even more. Yeah, I mean, you know, anybody that's been to a college game, you know, in the South, I mean, it's, you know, it's not like they're in the concession stand at halftime, mm-hmm. you know, and there's nobody in the stands. You know, the stands are full game long, all game long.
Yeah.
Boldy, how about from Brian Dable's perspective here, where this is year four, it seems like it's make or break, do or die year. This is kind of the last, at least in my mind, the last evaluation period of what we're going to see with Brian Dable, the quarterback that they handpicked and now have a chance to develop him here. How much you think that went into the decision, and do you believe that Dable can make the most of what Jackson Dart has to offer?
I think he can help. The play calling doesn't look creative or interesting to me at this point. Some of that might be Russell. It doesn't look, outside of some go balls against Dallas, it doesn't look very creative at this point when I look at all the teams around the league and put it in comparison. However, I know he likes Jackson Dart. I know he likes him. I know he's going to do his best to try to, you know, protect him, not put him in harm's way, but you can't legislate against all that stuff. It's the NFL. I mean, athletes are crazy out here. But I don't think he's doing it to save his job. I don't. I mean, that's ridiculous. I think he's like looking at this thing going, we could have beaten Dallas. We should have beaten Dallas. We could have beaten Kansas City. Defense played well enough at times to beat Kansas City at home opener. Like, we can't keep playing like this. You know, we can't keep leaving points on the board at the 4-yard line, like we've done against Washington and against Kansas City. We have to be better than this, better on third downs. And so I think he saw what Scatterboo just did and go, this kid looks like he's ready to go. He's running over Nick Bolton and catching the ball well. He was, you know, you got Marcus Bowe, who didn't play terrible for Andrew Thomas, gave up a pressure, but, you know, he battled out there. Like, the rookies don't look bad. Abdul Carter can flat out play. Like, put the rookies out there. If they're the right guys, they're gonna get better. You might lose early. You might cost you a game here or there. But if they're the right guys, they're going to help you win games.
So this doesn't mean that you have to ride Dart the rest of the season. So where are you philosophically? Every situation is different, obviously, here. But let's say it doesn't go well for the first couple of games. You keep running them out there? Do you sit them back down? I mean, is this it?
Well, I don't want to just paint it with one broad brush like that, because – like, each game is its own little, you know, chapter. And so every game is a little bit different. You know, if they feel like, you know, he's losing confidence being out there and he's not improving, mm-hmm. then you can always pull him off. He's just a rookie. You throw him out there in the fire. But my gut is just ride him. Just ride him. And I think you're going to see a lot of good plays, you know, from him, just because of his arm and his vision, his athletic ability. You might see some rough stretches. You know, if you have to go up against Chris Jones again, hopefully, you know, they have a better game plan for that monster than they had on Sunday night. That was pathetic. But, you know, but you're going to see those kind of guys out there. So hopefully they have a better game plan. But I don't know. I think the kids, he watched three games. I think he went out there for a play last week, play before. Like, I don't know. Like, I think he's ready to roll.
You know, and there's no right way or wrong way, right? Like, we've seen, you talked about this, Boldy. Some guys can sit for a year and thrive. Some guys could be thrown to the wolves and thrive, or vice versa. You could sit and come in and stink. You could be thrown to the wolves and stink. Explain to me, as the pro that you are, how the hell C.J. Stroud can go from what he was in year one to everybody be like, wow, D'Amico Ryan, C.J. Stroud, the studs, to then having a bad year last year and now a rough start again this year. How does that happen in the NFL?
Well, it's a poorly constructed roster. I mean, they've lost, you know, receiver after receiver. All right, Tank Dell was a big part of his rookie success. You know, Stephon Diggs the second year. All those guys got hurt. The offensive line completely fell apart. Their Pro Bowl left tackle plays for Washington right now. How you let that guy out of the building? Washington still doesn't know how they traded him away. You know, Lakin Thompson played for the Jets. He's a great kid, Duke graduate, smart. He's not a very good left guard. You know, and they fired the offensive coordinator. They're on to their, you know, next offensive coordinator now and a new offensive line coach. And they're not protecting that kid. And so all of a sudden, the team around him isn't very good. And the offensive line is falling apart. And he's got one legitimate receiver, Nico Collins, to throw to. And things just starts to, you know, just kind of frittle away after a while.
Okay, so that leads me to the next question. I think this is perfect. We could use Daniel Jones as an example. Is it, which is unbelievable what's going on with him.
Unreal.
Is it the quarterback, which we put so much emphasis on, or is it everything else?
Well, I mean, Daniel Jones looks like Peyton Manning right now.
Yeah, how is that possible?
I never, ever thought. And I'm like, maybe New York eats these kids up. You know, the way it did Sam Darnold, go through a whole list of them.
Gino.
I don't think Zach Wilson is a reclamation project. But, you know, Daniel Jones had never played a three-game stretch like this in his life, ever. At any point, playoff run, he never played three games like he's playing. But the design of the offense is awesome. Like, he knows what he's doing. He's doing it with confidence, and the athletic ability that he always had is still there. It's three games. I'll see him this week against the Rams, which is a good test. But a lot of it is designed. Some of it is New York, and then he's got a really good offense line and a really good talent around him right now. Tight ends, the rookie is great. The receivers are solid. The running back is a Pro Bowl player. Like, he's got pieces right now.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's
about a good team.
Well, right, but it's about a lot. I know the quarterback's got to have some talent and skill, but if you could go from what Stroud did in year one to where he's gone now, and you just gave the reasons why, and if you could go from what Daniel Jones was for, you know, 5 years here to what he is in 3 weeks there, it's not just about the quarterback then. It's about the coaching, the scheme, the offensive line, the weapons around. It's about everything else, Baldy.
It is. It is. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, once you identify the guy, your job is to never stop building around him. You know, like, they added the tight end. The tight end makes a difference. You know, they rebuilt their offensive line, a new center, new guard, a year ago. Now those kids are a second year into the program right now. And you could tell that Shane Steichen is doing a great job of coaching. He was talented in Philadelphia. And, I thought that he would, but now he's got a quarterback and better pieces around him. He looks a whole lot better as a coach than when they were trying to play Anthony Richardson or, you know, some other backup retread that they had there in Indianapolis.
All right, Baldy.
Good stuff, man.
Thank you very much, as always. Yep. You are out in front of it, and here we are. Looking forward to breaking down Jackson Dart's performance next week with you.
Me too.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your own insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. You know, when Baldy was on with us, was that week one that he was saying?
Right away. Right away said it.
And we were both like, what?
Yeah.
Jackson Dart already?
And he was
then,
on it.
And then definitely after week one, he was saying he would do it now.
Yeah, and the only thing that stopped it was that, you know, Russ made plays against Dallas. That's what stifled it for some.
Yeah, but so you're saying that why he didn't get the start in week three?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to bench Russ after the Dallas game.
It didn't take a lot to transition here.
No.
So much for sticking with the plan.
That's why the one thing that I would respectfully push back on with Baldy, who's forgotten more football than I'll ever know, is he said he doesn't think that Dable's doing this to save his job. To me, there's got to be an element of that that's at play. I just can't see how it's not.
I don't know if it's Dable or if it's the owner. Like, this clearly was not the plan. Anyway, plans change, obviously. But to go away from your plan that you built all offseason long, which in no way, shape, or form would indicate that by week four, after 3 weeks, you'd have a different starting quarterback.
Correct.
To go away from that, something.
It's abrupt.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not dumb. We know what's going on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.